I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit. Today's faith for today I call the humility of heaven. It comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, that time came for the child to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. When we think of the birth of Jesus, it's easy to romanticize the nativity scene. But the reality of Christ's arrival was anything but glamorous. Born in a barn, laid in a manger, and surrounded by the sights, sounds, and smells of animals, Jesus came into the world in the most humblest of settings. A barn is no place for a king. It's dusty, dirty, and filled with the smell of animals. The manger, essentially a feeding trough, was not designed for a baby, but for livestock. Yet this was where Jesus, the Son of God, made his entrance into the world. Jesus' arrival wasn't just humble. It was a statement. He didn't come with fanfare, wealth, or power, but in a way that identified with the lowliest and the most vulnerable. The King of Kings chose to enter the world in a place no one would expect, reminding us that his kingdom operates differently. This truth challenges our understanding of greatness. True greatness isn't found in wealth, position, or prestige, but in humility and service. Philippians 2:6-7 reminds us that Jesus, though God, made himself nothing, taking on the very nature of a servant. The lowliness of Jesus' birth speaks to the accessibility of the gospel. If he had been born in a palace, only the privileged might have approached him. But a barn? Shepherds, outsiders, and anyone else could come. The setting declares that Jesus is for everyone, rich or poor, powerful or powerless. No matter how low or insignificant you may feel, the Savior, born in a barn, sees you, loves you, and welcomes you. The glory in the humble. The birth of Jesus in such humble circumstances reminds us the extraordinary in the ordinary. God's greatest gift came in the least expected way, in the lowest place. This Christmas, as we reflect on the Nativity, let us remember the humility of Christ and rejoice that the God of the universe chose to dwell among us, not in splendor, but in simplicity. Well, I'm Jason Brown, bringing you today's faith for today. We hope you also enjoy the inspirational music and Christmas songs that are about to play.